Blog Talk Radio.
We are victorious. We are victorious.
As the voice cries out in the dark, searching for hearts that will love Him, longing for a child that will give Him all. He wants to belong. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he said, love me. Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today.
Thank everybody for being here. This is prayer is the engine that advances the kingdom. Amen. Prayer is the engine that advances the kingdom radio ministry. And I am your host, Ambassador Odelia Jackson. And our speaker tonight, guest speaker, is Ambassador April Johnson. And the Holy Spirit is always the teacher. Amen? Amen, amen. I'm so glad about that. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit knows what the Father has to say to us. The Holy Spirit knows what direction we ought to go in. The Holy Spirit is the one that's to lead us and guide us into all truth. Amen? Amen. So I hope that tonight you have your Bible and your pen and paper, whatever you take notes with. And be ready to take notes because my sister April is a dynamic speaker and she definitely will be preaching the truth. Amen? And so you want to follow her when she said turn to certain pages in the Bible and you want to also be able to take notes so you can look back on along with the scriptures so you can meditate a little bit more on that and see what the Spirit speaks to you. Amen? Now, at the end of the broadcast, which is around about 9:05, we open up the line so people can share what they learned, or ask questions, or add to whatever, you know, iron sharpens iron. Amen? So, going to get ready to pray. And I just want to look at Matthew 6, verse 10, and it talks about how prayer is the engine to advancing the kingdom. And that's Matthew 6, verse 10. Let me get there. Matthew 6, verse 10. And if you think about it, when we talk about, let me get my Bible out, Matthew, okay, come on you. When we think about, when we say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that's a prayer. That we're praying that God's will be manifested in the earth. His will be done. His kingdom come. And so when we're doing that, that prayer is the engine that advances the kingdom. So every time we pray, we asking God to intervene in the affairs of mankind and in the earth. Amen? Amen to that. So I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Version. And I can open it up. And one day I was sitting down thinking about that. I said, okay, prayer is the engine that advances the kingdom. And the kingdom is God sending his kingdom people out to preach and teach the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God to the world as a witness to every nation. And prayer is how we get our strategy and instructions from the Supreme King of Kings. Amen? Amen, amen. Just think about it. The whole Bible, this is a note right here. The whole of the Bible is about a king, his kingdom, and his royal family. And that is the children of God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm almost there. Mark 6, verse 10. I'm going to read from the Amplified and see how that sounds and how good it is. I never read this from the Amplified. So Matthew 6, verse 10. In verse 9, he's telling the disciples, he's saying, pray, therefore, like this. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed, which means keep holy, be your name. Kept holy, be your name. So verse 10 says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then as we go on in verse 11 and 12, and it talks about, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors and let go of the debts and have given up resentments against our debtors. That's what they're saying. You got to let go of all that stuff. The Father can't forgive you if you don't forgive. Okay, because you're saying, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Amen? They're only going by his word, and that's one of the other things God looks for to perform is when we pray back his word back to him, where that's what he's looking to perform. We're not our opinions, not what we thought, but what do the word says? That's what he wants us to pray back to him, his word. Amen? And so we pray to the Lord of the harvest. For the laborers, and the laborers that he wants to be out there over his Lord of the harvest is kingdom laborers, because that's what he wants, that's what he intended from the beginning, that there be a kingdom people, kingdom-minded people. And so this is his desire. This is the heart of God is the kingdom. Amen? And so let's get ready to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm waiting for my speaker to come on. She should be here shortly. And so in the meanwhile, we're going to pray. Let's bow our heads and open up a prayer. Father, We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. How you woke us up this morning, started us on our way, how you kept us throughout the day and brought us faithfully. We thank you for your angels that you dispatch over us to protect us from danger seen and unseen. And your word that guides and directs us in every era of our life. And I pray, Lord, you just have your mighty way in each and every one that's here on the archives, those who are listening on different devices, and those who will hear this later, Lord. Those who are live right now, Lord, that you would have your way in our lives, that you would open our eyes, that you would enlighten the eyes of our understanding and quicken us, Lord, according to your word by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. And that you would also give us the spiritual wisdom and the knowledge of yourself, that as we learn about you, Lord, we learn who we are. And so we thank you, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare, we decree and declare so that the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. Everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that we cast that down as your word instructs us to, Lord. And we subject our minds to the Lordship of Jesus Christ as we prepare to hear a word from the Lord. So have your way, Lord God, as we prepare ourselves to receive from you, Lord. And I pray for each one that will hear this live on the archive, that our hearts be so that we receive your engrafted word, which is able to save our very souls, which is able to give us a direction in our life, instruction, and how you want us to respond to you, Lord. So have your mighty way. We pray that your kingdom come and that your will be done. Let your kingdom advance and be established through teaching and preaching and healing. Let the gates of our life and city be open for the kingdom of glory to come in. Lord, you reign. You are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. Lord, you are a great king above all gods. Let the heathens hear the Lord reigns. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Lord, you have prepared your throne in the heavens, and your kingdom rule over all. Let them bless the Lord in all places of your dominion. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and dominion endures throughout all generations. Let men speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. Let men know your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Let your kingdom come through deliverance, Lord. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in our regions, and signs and wonders following. Father, I receive the kingdom because it's your good pleasure to give it to us. Let the righteousness, peace, and joy of the kingdom be established in our lives. Let the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of the Lord and of his Christ. Let the saints possess the kingdom. Overthrow the thrones of the wicked kingdoms, Lord. Preserve us until your heavenly kingdom. Let the sepulcher of your kingdom be released. I seek first, and I pray all of us seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all things are added unto us to break in pieces and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion. Let all dominions serve and obey you, O Lord. Have your mighty way. I decree and declare that those are plagued with evil spirits be delivered and healed as they submit to the King of Kings. I counsel all the plans and forces of evil sent against our lives. Let the word of evil be burned by your holy fire. Let men repent of evil and return to righteousness. I decree that no evil be established in our lives, but let your righteousness be established. I loose us from all evildoers and soul ties. We speak life over our families, our bodies, our minds, our land, and our finances. We cancel every assignment of the enemy that is over our life, family, finances, and careers and marriages in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. I pray for our speaker tonight, April Johnson, Lord. Your will be done to her as she has prepared who study, Lord God, and wants to share what you have for the people of God, that we would apply the truth of this word that we hear in our lives. So have your way tonight, Lord, as we prepare to hear from your servant, April Johnson, Lord. Pray for each one that's on this line, Lord God, that for each house that's represented here, each person that's represented here, Lord God, that we would not only be hearers of your word, but that we would be doers of your word. So have your way tonight, Lord. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And as that song that we've heard when we first started, that you don't just want peace of us, you want all of us. And so I pray that the people of God, that we be sold out for Christ, that we be sold out and give you all of us. Hallelujah, Lord. So have your way tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I think this is my sister. Is that you?
Yes.
April,
yes.
Is you?
All right, yes,
amen.
Ma'am. Yes, it is. Amen. How are you, sis?
Right, all right, and you. So you're just in time. I just finished praying, and you're right on.
Amen, amen, amen. I was, I was like, Lord, I'm, from James, helping, doing some family things and helping out, had a death in the family. So, wearing a little bit of different hats, but, God is awesome. So I like to be punctual and prepare and be, on time. So I thank God for that. So
amen.
Amen. So you opened in prayer, or just, I think you did open in prayer.
Yeah, I opened in prayer. You can go right on into it. Go right on into it.
All right. Okay. All right. Make sure the lines are clear. I hear some noise in the background a little bit. It sounds a little noisy.
Yeah.
Right, let's make sure.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, it's like a scratch.
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Let me turn this thing off here. Maybe that might be it.
Okay.
Is it off now?
Okay. No, I still hear like
good
scuffling in the background. Let's see. I don't hear anything now.
Well, you hear my fan.
Okay.
That's right. What you hear? I'm here sweating.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
You know what I'm gonna do, April? April.
Yes.
I'm gonna turn off my mic. I'm gonna turn my mic off, so that's probably it. And then when it get ready to open the lines, you'll let me know and I'll open it back up.
Right. I'm gonna open the lines by 9 o'clock. Yeah, about 9 o'clock so people can, get in. And I did invite quite a few people, so hopefully they'll, want to, participate in all of that good stuff. So.
Okay. Yep. Whenever you are, just let me know when you're ready. All right.
Okay. I'm ready. All right. So tonight, I wanted to say hi to everyone out there in the broadcast line for those who are able to listen on and all of that good stuff. I pray that tonight it edifies you and it builds you up and it encourages you in the things of God, and especially who you are in God, and especially as it relates to prayer. Because as I was, just really quick, I have quite a few scriptures here, not sure if I'm going to get through all of them, but I'm going to do my very best. But as I was, meditating throughout the week and praying and, just listening to God and just, speaking to God, one of the things that the Holy Spirit was communicating to me, one of the things was the posture of prayer and understanding that prayer is not a religious activity, as some may think. Because I begin to reflect and, you have a lot of different people that pray. I work with people that have different beliefs or faith, some are witnesses, some are Muslims, and all. And I'm a peacemaker, so I can collaborate, get along with pretty much anybody and still be friendly and show the love of God. But, but nonetheless, the Holy Spirit had given me that prayer is spiritual. And that's the one thing that for me this week, as I was meditating and even from my own experience of praying and praying in the spirit, God wanted me to communicate tonight that to understand that prayer is spiritual. And I'm going to give you scriptures to support that with Jesus and some other scriptures to for us to understand that prayer is spiritual. So even as we're posturing ourselves in prayer, to understand it's spiritual. It's not just something you know, get down and you just kind of do, but it's an engine. And when you're praying, you're not praying to go like, oh, my God, you know, begging God. But I'm going to give some scripts to substantiate what I'm speaking of to help people to understand, to be encouraged in prayer, to never give up in prayer, to persevere in prayer, to not let go in prayer. And I'm not saying that when you're praying in the spirit that everything moves right away, and I can prove that in scripture. But I'm not, first, let's go. I'm going to start off with the scripture in the book of Jude. And we're going to start with Jude, and that's right before Revelation, just in case someone may wonder where the book of Jude is at. It's right before you get to the first chapter of Revelation. Jude 1, chapter 1, verse 20, and it said, I'm just reading tonight from the King James Version, and it says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's spiritual. You understand? So when we're going to God, it's not just, you're not doing this out of your mere emotions, but there's a spiritual, because God is in you and you're communicating with the Father. As he's releasing and you're receiving, you're communicating with the Father. And I want to go over to John in particular. I did spend some time particularly in here, and I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to read the entire chapter, but I learned, you know, with scriptures, you do have to read sometimes. You do need to read the full chapter to get the full context and a complete understanding of what the Holy Spirit would have for us to understand. So let's start. This is John, St. John, the 17th chapter, right? And it said, these words spake Jesus and lifted his eyes to heaven and said, Father, in this hour has come to glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may be glorified. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou giveth me to do. And then he's praying. He says, and now, O Father, glorify me with thy own self, with thy glory, which I had before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto men, which thou givest me out of the world. Thine were, and they givest thou me, and they have kept thy word. I'm going to skip down to the 11th verse. And it says, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name, that those that thou givest to me, that I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, with the scriptures may be fulfilled. Now I'm going to jump down to, now we're going to go to the 20th verse. I'm going to come out a little more. And it says here, start at 19. And for their sake I sanctify myself, and they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through the word. But basically, what I was actually sharing here, and I'm going to, and then after I just make this one particular point, is when Jesus was praying, you know, when he was communicating with the Father and the intimacy that was there. And as he prayed and as he communicated with God, notice that it wasn't his will. And that's the one thing that the Holy Spirit in us now, we are to pray that God's will be done through us. And I also wanted to share tonight that, you know, as we must embrace it God's way. Prayer allows God access into the earth. You understand? So as we're praying, it allows God to move through us because he already knows the things that are here and for his will to be done in the earth. But I also wanted to go, I'm going to go to John 17:25. And it says, O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee. These have known thou sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. But I noticed something here as I was meditating, when Jesus said, I declared, that means he spoke the word. He said, and I have declared unto them thy name. There's power in declarations. When we decree, over in the book of Job, particularly Job 22:27-28, you know, he says, if thou shalt decree a thing, it shall be established. God wants us to understand tonight that prayer is not a religious activity, but we are God's representatives here in the earth, and God desires for us to make declaration. We are the, when we decree a thing, and the Holy Spirit had me to say, I want to encourage the righteous one tonight, because you cannot say you're praying in the spirit and you're not clothed with God's righteousness, because that's the very nature of God that cannot be separated from God. See, God also, the Holy Spirit begins, he was revealing to me this week that we understand that when we are in the posture in God, when we have all righteousness, God said, if we decree a thing, it shall be established. The Lord said, my ears are open to the righteous cry. In other words, when we open up our mouths and when we begin to decree, it shall be established. Because God says, he says, my ears are open when the righteous cry out to me. So tonight, it's time to do inventory on yourself. Are you the righteousness of God? Because if you are not fully, if you don't have on the full armor of God, if you're not possessing righteousness and walking in the spirit of integrity, that could be why your prayers may seem like they're not moving, and they're not moving as God would have them to do, because God wants his will to be carried forth into the earth with power. We are, when we have the Holy Spirit, we are empowered by God. We are empowered to do his will in the earth realm. So the Lord began to show me, as I think back to the time when I learned how to pray through, when I pray, there's realms. I'm not going to get into that tonight because there's a lot, and I'm not finished, you know, with all God give me to that. But there's realms in the spirit realm in which you're praying into. I'm going to pull back here, you know, just for a minute, because I want to go over also to, even as we're praying and we're decreeing, and then when you're incorporating, when you're fasting, but when you're praying and you're availing yourself to God, to not be discouraged, because let's go over to Daniel, the ninth chapter. I'm going to go over to Daniel, the ninth chapter, and it's, let's go here, Daniel, the ninth chapter. We're going to start at, okay, thank you, Lord. Ah, oh, hallelujah, yes, God, yeah. Ah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, we're going to start at, actually, I'm going to start at let's start at 20. You want to start at Daniel 9 and 20. And I'm sharing this because when, if you recall, and some of you probably are familiar with this, Daniel was fasting, he was praying, he was repenting, he was incorporating repentance. Not only was he just praying, but he was incorporating repentance. He was repenting of himself and for the people and all of that. And he given himself over to fasting and prayer. He allowed his flesh to die so that he can, you know, pray to God. When you're turning down, you know, the natural, the things that the natural man wants, he availed himself, and he began to pray. He was praying with such fervently in the spirit, and what happened? There was supernatural activity because an angel came, and it says here, and it says, and while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sins of my people of Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord, my God, for a holy mountain of God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even a man, Gabriel, whom I sent in a vision at the beginning, caused to fly swiftly and touched me about the time in the evening of the abutment, right? And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skilled understanding, right? So there, as he was praying, there was supernatural activity. But I'm going to jump a little further, and I want to go to, we're going to go to Daniel chapter 10, because I wanted to understand that in prayer, as you're praying through, there is warfare, because the Bible says we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against demonic spirits. Our fight is never, ever with flesh and blood. So even as we're praying, as Sister Odilia got on and I would hear her praying, she was praying, why? From a posture to understand. She understands that we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. Oh, that person, get on my nerve. It's not them. Demonic forces are here illegally. And God, we are empowered. We have authority over devils. We have authority, and God is saying it's time to take your authority. They don't have no authority. Your authority, and use it. You are God's righteousness. Now, if you straddle in the fence and you in and you got one foot in and one foot out, you might have a problem. Because, again, God is holy. God is righteous. We cannot separate the two. We got to be authentic and live for God. And that's when, so when you are praying in the spirit, there's power. Because God is saying, wait, wait a minute. The righteous are crying. He said, when those that are blood-bought, when those that belong to me, I hear their cries. I hear the declaration. I hear them decreeing in the earth. And God is there to aid us. And we have angelic presence. But I want to let's go here. 10 and 12, and it says, then said unto him, oh, I'm sorry, let's start at 11. And he said unto me, O Daniel, man, greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel. Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day thou hast set thy heart, understand, and chasten thyself before thy God. Thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me in 20 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Let us know that there, we're going to encounter spiritual warfare. We're going to encounter, it's not for us to give up, but to persevere in the realm of the spirit. Because when you're praying, you're not praying earthbound prayers that are down here. It's not, oh, God. No, God doesn't want us going and begging, because kings don't beg. You decree. and what God sent us to do. We are God's righteousness here in the earth today. That's who we are. You understand? We're God's righteousness here in the earth today. That's why you always have to do an inventory. You always got to check yourself. You always got to take the word of God and mirror this. This is a lifestyle. This is not something that you do casually. And when it's spiritual, you're talking to God throughout the day. So when the Holy Ghost showed me, see, when you're walking in the spirit and it's spiritual for you, if you don't have to wait for circumstances to come, because guess what? Those things are going to come. But when you got power down on the inside of you, when the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you, he rises up to the occasion, and it's not even you. And I'm going to prove that in scripture, because he said that we know not to ask the things that we ought to pray for, but the Holy Spirit makes us intercession. That can't be, he interprets the prayers. So the Lord was showing me that no matter what given situation we find ourselves in, we should be able to connect with God. Why? Because we're spiritual. We're not natural. The kingdom of God is spiritual. It's a location. Where are you located at tonight? It's not just getting up and having words to articulate if you don't understand who you are. And as I was meditating throughout the week, the Lord was showing me that he's required. This is a lifestyle that God is requiring us to live righteously so that there is no interference when it's time to make a decree, when it's time to pray, when it's time when God wants to use us to establish his will in the earth. Even Jesus, remember when the disciples, when they asked Jesus, they asked him, they said, and I'm going to turn there, I'm going to turn there really quickly, because the one thing that the Holy Spirit was saying to me this week to communicate to, he said, help them to understand, those that are going to listen on the broadcast via archive, that prayer is spiritual. It is spiritual. We got to forget about those religious activities that some of us were taught in going to these schools, because God wants us to, he wants us to walk in power with him. We're not walking as we're defeated. If you're God's righteousness, you have the power of God, and it's on the inside of you. It is in your mouth. I'm going to go to Matthew, the 6th chapter, and verse 9. Ah, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God. Hallelujah. So many have fallen away from prayer. People are not praying anymore. They're not making decrees in the earth and establishing God's government and establishing God's will in the earth realm. I see God is calling us back to pray, real fervent prayers. We've gotten away from it. We've gotten away from it. Matthew, the 6th chapter. All right, we're going to Matthew, the 6th chapter. I'm going to start at the 9th verse. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Okay. Everybody's familiar with this, but I'm reading upon this tonight, so that we could solidify the spiritual act of prayer. It is indeed spiritual. After this man, therefore pray ye our Father. This is Jesus talking, because the disciples wanted to know, how we pray. And this is what Jesus said. He said, after this man, therefore pray ye, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Do you see that? Do you see that spiritual? That's spiritual. Jesus said it's spiritual. Why? Because it covers all aspects of God invading earth here. So God doesn't want us to see ourselves as mere men. He doesn't just want to see, don't want us to just see us as, oh, I'm just, it's just me. No. God, we give God legal access into the earth. When you have the Holy Spirit, you are empowered not only to pray, but you're empowered to live righteously. You're empowered. You are supposed to have the very character and nature of God. Didn't he not say, he said, love what I love and hate what I hate. In other words, reject what I reject. It's not just looking at it from prayer, but understanding I have the very nature of God. I have the very character of the Father in this earth realm. Why? Because I'm his earthly representative. I'm his ambassador. So we got to come out of ourselves. We got to come out of ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to flow through us, to flow through us, to allow him to pray, you know, to allow God to come through you, because there is time. You won't know the things that you need to pray for, but God knows the things that the Holy Ghost will make intercession through you. You'll just start interceding. Your spirit man will just pick it up. It's almost like a spiritual radar. You may not even understand what's getting ready to happen, what might happen, but you'll feel it in your inside because he lives in us, and he'll just begin to pray. And then the word of God says that we are supposed to pray in the spirit. We're praying in the spirit. And I'm here to serve you. Notice, these are the last days. We have got to walk in the spirit. We've got to embrace all of this, because if you are walking according to the dictations of your flesh, you will not make it, because this is spiritual. This is spiritual. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world, because I'm in the world, not of the world. So then my everything, I do things differently. It's going to be total opposite than the way the world does things. I have God's perspective. God's perspective is righteousness. God's perspective is order. So it's no time. We don't have time to play church. One foot in, one foot out. You still holding on to stuff. I beckon you today that to repent. Come clean with the Father. We don't have, it's no time for that. Because I'm going to tell you something. The events, things are going to come. And we need to be in a posture in prayer where we could just slip up. We could just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit with no interruption. God wants to pray through us until he's done. See, that's the power of the Spirit. When you're able to pray in the Spirit, because it's not you. God knows the need. He knows what he wants to get done to you in the earth. So it could be at any given time. Any given time. I'm talking about the fervent prayer. I'm talking about when God is, I want to get, there's a will, there's something I want to release in the earth, and I want to release it through you. So I want to encourage the hearers on the broadcast tonight. I want to encourage the righteous tonight in the power and the authority that Christ has given unto you. You're not just a mere man. You're supernatural, and your mind has to be renewed to that. If you study and you look at all the different things, everything that Jesus Christ done, it was supernatural. It was supernatural, but he never did anything outside of the Father. I said this to the people, there is no generic Holy Ghost. What you mean by that? Well, I'm going to explain to you what I mean. When I go to Whole Foods or wherever I go, sometimes I pick up a generic brand because it'll save me a couple of dollars in my pocket. But God, hallelujah. But see, the very thing that God gave us, he didn't give us no generic Holy Ghost. The same power that Jesus Christ walked the earth with is the same power that we have on the inside of us. And we're not cowards. You know, this is not for the fainting heart. You got to have heart and courage in this thing. You got to have a resolve in your spirit. God, I'm standing for you and with you, even if I'm by myself, because I've come to find out stuff. There's a lot of people that say, oh, yeah, God, I'm with you. But God, but then when the time comes, they compromise and they take that. I'm here to serve you. Notice there's no compromising no more. There's no taking that. Either you're going to stand with Jesus and pick up your cross and follow him, or you're going to be left. There's no double way. There's no in and out anymore. There's no in and out. God wants us to understand the severity of it. You can sense when you're spiritual, you sense demonic forces. They're all around us. We can't see them. Come on. We gotta renew our mind to what it is. The disciples understood it and even in Matthew, the book of Acts, they understood that the weapons of your warfare is not carnal, but they're only mighty through God, through the pulling down of every stronghold. That means Jesus said, my kingdom is not from here. Didn't he tell Paul is that? He said, if it was, we fight. He's talking from another realm. He's talking from a spiritual place. See, when we get into all that, that's the flesh. See, that's flesh. But God wants us to walk in a posture in him where we are available to him at any given time. And at any given time. God could just drop, he could pray through you at any given time. You might be somewhere, and it could be, you could be anywhere. It's not a set time, because the other thing is you're communing with God on a regular basis. It's not like, oh God. No. God is not our shooting. And this is the other thing that I was seeing this week. He's not the God, oh God, hey God, Jesus, I want you to do this. And all, no, it's a love relationship. It's a passion that you have with Jesus and the Father. It's a relationship. You don't just turn it off and turn it on. So that means wherever I'm at, when nobody's around, I'm talking to the Father. He's communing with me. It's not a religious activity. It's not something I get up and do because we do for the sake of a program. No. God wants to, he wants to flow through us with power and with authority, because demons don't have any authority unless you give it up. And one of the ways you give up your authority is that you no longer walk in righteousness. If you're not walking in righteousness, how you going to operate in the authority of God? If you're compromising and you're going along to get along because you don't want to be liked and you're afraid of what people think, this is not for the faint of heart. So I encourage you tonight to take courage. Don't back down. And I'm not telling you something. I live it. It's a lifestyle. Whether you never see me. And God wants, this has to be, these are the final us. These are the final hours. This has to be our final resolve. Because God, the eyes of the Lord is in every place, beholding which is good and evil. The eyes of the Lord is in every place, beholding that which is good and evil. So it's not about doing things to be seen of men. And all God sees all of that. See, that's why we got to stay in righteousness, stay servant, stay humble before the Father. They keep that connection and that flow with God continuously going. He is the air I breathe. He is the breath. God, it ain't always asking God something, but it's just loving. Jesus said, if you be loved of me, you be loved of the Father. And it's that love relationship that you have with God. It's not the on and off thing. Or I'm going to try to show them something. No. It's a continuation of persevering in the spirit. I remember when the Lord was training me and I knew it was spiritual, I would just pray. Nobody taught me how to do this. I wasn't raised in church. I'm not going to get into all that. There's no time and a place for some, at some point. But just I wasn't raised in church. I didn't know the church protocol. I didn't know, you got to do this and all of that. But when God filled me with the Holy Ghost, He started praying through me. And I knew that it wasn't just, I said, wait a minute, I pray at home is different. God, well, what? I'm experiencing some stuff that I'm like, whoa. And then I go back in a religious environment. I'm like, well, what's going on? But the Lord was training me in the spirit. See, when you pray in different realms, when you're praying in the spirit realm, you're going to experience warfare. You're going to experience demonic. They come to try to oppose. You see? It's not just something that you just kind of casually do, but it is spiritual, and you approach it as such. It's not just getting up saying a few words, or it's not just praying and then you go back to being who the old person, like you didn't never meet Jesus Christ before. That eats your authority away. That eats your righteousness away. It's a wonderful thing when God, like, there's people that can't, they don't know if God hear their prayer. They don't know. They're like, well, I don't know. He might hear me. But when you're walking in God and you decided, it's a decision to put on righteousness, to take the stand. I'm going to be hated. I'm going to be rejected. People not going to like me. They're not going to like to see me when I'm coming. They're not going to want to hear what God said. But when you make that resolve in your spirit, in your heart, God sees that. He sees that. When you make that resolve within that you're going to having done all to stand. And continue to stand. Because righteousness is not popular today. People don't want that. They want God in sin. But the last I checked, God is righteous. God is holy. He said the kingdom of God is righteousness, joy, peace, and the Holy Ghost. So I can't have sin running rampant and living contrary to God and then expect to really walk in power. You can't. That's why we got to continuously repent and not just, oh, my God, forgive me, and then you run back, huh? And then you go, you just kind of, you keep drifting. No, make a resolve today. Make a resolve today. Take courage today. Make it your business today that I'm not going to care what people think about me. I'm not called to fit in with the masses. I'm going to speak and say what God say only. That's it. You got to have a resolve in your heart and in your spirit. You can't say you forgot time to walk in righteousness because Jesus and the Father is watching. You say, well, then you go along with no. It's not going to be popular. People don't want to hear living righteously. They don't want to live and hear hope. A kingdom, what kingdom? Because God has become the sugar daddy. Oh, I only go to God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need this, and I need that. Jesus said, take no thought. He said, aren't you much more than that? Why are you coming and asking me about the thing? Was you just seek ye first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, and the thing, they just won't come. But see, the body of Christ has been seduced to say, God is this sugar pot. I just run to God when I want something. But see, the word of God says the righteous are going to scarcely make it. Barely make it. It's an effort to renew your mind. It's an effort to walk in the spirit. Let this mind be in you, which is also Christ Jesus. What kind of mind did Jesus have? Jesus had a righteous mind. Jesus had a righteous mind. Jesus did the will of the Father. Jesus walked, but he had a spirit of integrity. He didn't just do any old kind of thing. We are God's earthly representatives here. So when people see us, huh, my God, they're seeing all of God. Ha! Come on. They're seeing. There has to be a difference. There's a fine line. Because everybody is saying they're, I'm a Christian. But when you just do a look, Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit. But when it's time to take the stand for righteousness, but when it's time to speak up, and not concern yourself about who's not going to like it because Jesus dealt with all this. Where you standing at? See, people talk a lot, But when the time comes, they don't mealy mouth. They don't want to say anything. Jesus didn't operate that way. That's why the religious people did not like him. The word of God said religions make the word of God of none effect, and it does. Even though I wasn't raised in religion, I know that it does. It's no power in that. It's all right, ain't it? Yeah, and you just keep going throughout life, and the devil kicking your butt, and all of this stuff, and you defeat it. That is not the will of God. I'm just here to serve you, notice. That's not what Jesus came in the earth for. After you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall have power. Power to decree a thing. Power to continue to speak it. Power to establish God's will in the earth. Being empowered with the Holy Spirit. But our mind has to be renewed. It has to be renewed. It has to be renewed. There is no other way. There's no other way around it. I'm going to turn over to Romans, the 8th chapter. This is what the Holy Spirit has been, you know, just ministering to me all week. We've got to, the body of Christ collectively, listen, it's time to make your resolve. Really. It really is. Because God knows those that truly belong to him. Right? All right. Romans, the 8th chapter, 26, and it says here, likewise, the Spirit also help our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knoweth what the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Is that not powerful? Is that not, that's telling you right there, it's prayer is spiritual. It's spiritual. And if you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, and it's not, and you're not being empowered, we all have to do it. You take the word of God and you mirror it. You take it and you look at your life, and you do a spiritual inventory. And never measure yourself about what somebody else or how they say it. It's personal, because in a day of judgment, we're going to stand before God and God alone. No one else is going to be there, and we are going to give an account to the Father. For this life, everything we've done here, we're going to have to give an account. So wisdom is saying, measure yourself. Take the word of God. Find out where you are in God. Are you full of the Holy Spirit? Are you straddling the fence? Are you around people but you compromise? Huh? Are you when God wants you to take the stand, you buckle back and you're afraid to do it? Make the resolve today. And I'm here to tell you, no, it's not going to be popular. If you're looking to be liked and all of that kind of stuff, then you need to evaluate your motives again. Because that's not so. That's not so. It's not about being popular and about being liked and all of that. It's about being who God has ordained us to be for him in the earth, where we are his representative. The devil should fear us coming. He should hate to see us coming. Why? Because we're not supposed to be running from him. See? We're not supposed to be buckling down from him. No, if I'm standing with God, I'm standing with God. And I'm telling you, it takes something. It takes courage. It takes courage. Because everybody don't want all. They want some of God. But when it comes down to it, and God said, but you wouldn't sing. You wouldn't. Then he told the prophet Ezekiel about sounding the alarm, the watchman, and what would happen. And I'm just out of time. And I'm getting ready to close. And 5 minutes, and I'm not going to turn in a future board class or whatever, but understanding the watchman spirit, understanding the accountability that we have. Because I know there's a tooth decay in the body of Christ. Every turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, all of this other kind of stuff. But people have become feeble in the spirit of apathy. They're spiritually sleep. They're in a spiritual slumber. Everything is everything. Ooh, you know, and they're in a spiritual slumber. It's time to wake up. And I'm not talking about strange and goofy, you don't do, that's not what I'm saying. You know when you're walking in the spirit. You know when the anointed, you know when God's presence is continuously upon you. You know it. Because yes, God. You it's intimacy with God. It's not, we can't treat God, I'm just going to go to God. God, I need this. No, love. What about your love relationship? What about when you worship it and you decree it and you speak it from out of your spirit, the tears just rolling. God, I ain't asking you for nothing, God, but I'm just thankful and grateful. I'm thankful and grateful, Father, that you're in my life. God, I'm thankful that I have the mind of Christ. Father, thank you that I'm walking, that I take courage. Father, thank you through trials and tribulations and all of these things. Father, I thank you that I take courage. What about worshiping God for that? What about releasing that to the Father, just loving him and adoring him because of who he is, your majesty, the glory, huh? I can't touch to nobody else, but that's intimacy. And Jesus said, if you be loved of me, you will be loved of the Father. What kind of awesome thing? That's how you decree a thing, because you got a love relationship with the Father. Ah, whoo! Jesus, my God. It all goes together. God is not nobody's part-time lover. Oh, I'm going to get with God, you know, I'm going to just get with him when I need something. No! Intimacy. He's in us. Talking throughout the day. When you get up in the morning. At nighttime, when you're brushing your teeth, when you're cooking your dinner, and it ain't nothing got to be wrong, but, you know, ain't nothing got to be going on, nothing got to be wrong, but you're just worshiping. You're just giving the Father admiration. You're just grateful and thankful, and then the next thing you know, you done shifted. Now you're decreeing. Now you're declaring. Your speech, you start, see, God wants to flow through us. He wants to flow through us continually. It's a lifestyle. I can't just put them down and pick them up when it's convenient. And that's one of the reasons why carnality, the chaos, and the foolishness is at an all-time high in the body of Christ, because we really don't want to put on righteousness, because I might lose a lot of people. I might lose people dear to me. Jesus said, except you deny your mother, sister, father, brother, you cannot be my disciple. He did say that. That's what it's going to take to win people over. We got to take a resolve. We got to get back to the fear of God. Reverential fear to the King. Reverential fear to Jesus Christ. The fear where we ain't going to just blurt and say whatever we want out of our mouth. Where we're dying to the flesh so that we can have power in the spirit. Because you can't have it both ways. The scripture says that flesh is enemy against God. It's not subject to the things of God at all. So we got to die. We got to submit to the will of God. And I'm going to go ahead and close. I'm going to close it in prayer, but I'll save this for another broadcast at another time as the Holy Spirit will give to share. But I wanted to encourage those on the broadcast, those that will call to chime in, that don't be afraid. Embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace it. Don't pull away back from it. Embrace all of God. Because if you try to embrace it from a carnal perspective, from your own mind, listen, there's demonic spirit that's been released in this end time. You have to have on the full armor of God. You have to be walking in the spirit. These demonic spirits that are released, no, you can't see them with the natural right now. But according to Revelation, there's going to be a time when you're going to see these demons manifest. This is in the Bible. But what I'm saying is that we got to be armored up. We got to put on these things. It's an effort to renew my mind. I said to that, I said, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. At the time, you're in the world, you're not of the world. So all of the things is coming and trying. It's not for us to get caught up because we have, even Jesus prayed. He said, Father, I pray that you not take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil one. So we're sent here on a divine assignment. We have a purpose and an assignment to fulfill for the king. That's why Jesus prayed that. So there's no sense in trying to rush to get to heaven. All this stuff is going on. No, we gotta. We're not supposed to be retreating, because the enemy doesn't have demonic forces are illegally here. And if you don't understand that, yes, they will wreak havoc. If you're afraid to go in the spirit and pray, if you're afraid to take on the fight in the spirit, then yeah, you won't be defeated. I had to learn that. So I'm gonna. And it's want to end in this note because I want to give people, if they want to chime in and share, and share or ask questions, whatever the case may be. I pray that tonight that you were edified, that you were your inner man, that you were strengthened, that you were encouraged. Father, I thank you on tonight, God. Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for your empowering word, God. And Father, I decree and declare, God, that we will no longer sit by on the wayside and keep our mouths closed, God. But we will decree, we will declare, we will speak your word into the atmosphere, God. Father, we are your righteousness, oh God. So, Father, we bless you right now. God, I bless you for your people that they called in and those that will listen in on the archive today, God. Father, I thank you that your will is being done in their lives today. I thank you, Father, for the spiritual awakening that is happening, God. Father, I decree that we come out of our spiritual slumberous sleep. We've been spiritually slumped over and sleeping, God. Father, we repent. We ask you to forgive us, God, for retrieving, for pulling back, for taking the weak way out. Father, I decree and declare now, God, that the watchmen will rise up to the occasion, God. Those who will pray in the spirit, God. Those that will make direct declarations in the earth. Those that will speak your word, God, into the earth. Those that will decree a thing, Father, that it shall and it will be established today, God. So, Father, I thank you right now, God. I speak strength and encouragement to the hearer today, God. Lord, that we will walk away with our minds renewed. Yeah, Lord, our minds renewed. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Our minds renewed. A renewal with you, God. Fresh oil, Father. Woo, God. God. Fresh oil, fresh fire, God. I decree and declare that the fire of God would hit their bellies, would hit their lives, God. Set them ablaze, set them on fire, God. Set them on fire, God. So when they open up their mouths, God, they'll speak only what you say. I decree it to be so, God. Your ambassadors hear in this earth from God. And we will forever give you the glory, Father. No man shall steal your glory. Lord, you said, no flesh shall glory in my presence. Ah, oh, shit. Ah, never ever loved Dr. Miles Monroe. Die empty, God. Father, max us out, Lord, that we would die empty, that we will fulfill purpose, the thing which we was born to do, despite everything that we're going through, will fulfill the purpose, God. Ah, yes, Lord. So, Father, I praise you. I give you glory. I give you honor, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Be cool, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yep. That's your holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, God. My. Jesus.
Thank you for this blessing. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Oh, this life is belonging to you. All power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that. Thank you for the teaching tonight. And if anybody has any comments, those who are on other devices, you can call in 760-283-0834. And if you're online, the lines is open. Anybody have any comments, questions, or attitudes? Lines are open.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I'll start it off.
Yes.
If it's one of the things that you said tonight, it's funny that you went to Matthew 6, and I started with 10, and then I said, let me go to 9, and then here you come. I said, go ahead, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Ooh, glory to God.
That's good when the Holy Spirit shows us that we're on the same, you know, on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about righteousness, that when we come praying and interceding with others, that we need to be in righteousness. You know, you can't be coming before God to intercede for somebody else and you're not right yourself.
Amen.
You know, and it just reminds me of the priest back in the day, when they had to go in with a bell on and ropes around their ankles, they had to be right when they go in there on behalf of the people. They had to be right themselves. And that's the same thing with us today, that we must come before God holy and clean and repentive. And, you know, you can't do none of this stuff without being right yourself. And I was looking at John 14:30. Because as you said that's the scripture that came into my mind, John 14:30. And here it is.
Amen.
It says, I'm in the Amplified, but it says, I will not talk with you much more, for the prince, talking about the evil genius ruler of the world, is coming, and he has no claim on me. He has nothing in common with me. There is nothing in me that belongs to him. And he has no power over me.
Yeah.
So he's saying that when we come before God, the enemy needs to have nothing over, and he needs to have nothing in us. That means
you
need to come be repented, clean, righteous before God.
Amen. Amen.
So that the devil has nothing in you. You know, how some people be rebuking the devil, and the devil's sitting there looking and say, well, you going to rebuke me when I was just with you last night?
I see it all the time, Sister O'Dea. I see it, and it's like we were talking before about being reprobated. See, when iniquity abounds, lawlessness, and I see it all the time, and it's a spirit of deception that a lot of people are under. Because God is righteous. He's holy. He's sovereign.
Yes.
I didn't have a chance to get into. We could see the Word of God shows us this. So when people say, "Oh, well, like you said, oh, I can do," no. You need to be in righteousness with the Father at all times.
Yes.
At all times. It's not an option. And well, I'm gonna do righteousness. Because see, when you're walking in righteousness with God. And keeping yourself, you know, the Bible said, if thou regard iniquity, if you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord said, I don't even hear you. That's why we got to say, motive got to be clean. We got to have a pure heart. Because God said, if you regard iniquity in your heart, I don't even listen. So that sabotages your prayers and your authority. It's not going to go anywhere. It's our child praying for you, and then they live in contrary. That's the spirit of deception. That is not the model that Jesus left here. That is not a whole righteousness is God's character. You cannot separate God from him. You can't. Now, if you don't want him, hey, that's fine. But you can't separate that from him. That's who God is. That's his character.
Right. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I like what you were saying about the spiritual, prayer is not, it's spiritual, it's not a religious activity. And a lot of people look at it as a religious activity. That's how they look at it. You know, they might not say it out their mouth, but that's how they look at it. You could tell by how many people attend prayer because they don't understand prayer.
That's
and like
true.
I said before, without knowing the kingdom, you cannot pray according to God's will. So that shows that you don't understand too.
That's right.
You
got to
understand.
You. Amen. That's right. You can't. You won't. Actually, you won't. Because like, oh God, you know, and because it'd be you and your emotions. It's you and your flesh. And God is like, no. That's not the way that I have it to be. It's not about you praying through your emotions and praying through your flesh and all of these things. God, we are representatives of God here in the earth. Everything about us represents the King. Everything about us represents the King. Integrity, spiritual integrity. You know, how we conduct, how we do things, how we handle people. We are walking epistles being read daily of men. We are the light of the world. We are spiritual light. Wherever we go, we come to bring righteousness. We come to bring God's rule and his reign, no matter where we go. Even when you're dealing with people that are doing things unrighteously. Come on.
Right.
Listen, this is what the Lord was showing, was sharing with me, to share to the people, to understand it's spiritual. It's not about just going and trying to embrace it from how you want to do it, but connecting with God, connecting with him spiritually. Your spirit and God, you're connected. There's a divine connection. It's spiritual. That's it.
Yeah.
The whole thing in a nutshell, it's spiritual. You cannot get around it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Got to get rid of the old Baptist way. All that. We got to get rid. Jesus never came to show us how to pray with these religious. It's time to get intimate and know the Father for yourself. I remember learning how to pray through in the Spirit. That's how I learned it with Spirit. I didn't go to school for this. The Holy Spirit taught me. Pray. If I knew demonic forces in the realm is real because they would manifest. When you're praying not earthbound prayers, but when you're praying in realms in the spirit, demonic spirits are real. And you don't have to be afraid of them because God has given you authority, you in power, but you got to keep that, you got to keep your armor so it don't have no holes in it.
That's right.
That's how
Amen.
They get in. You got to, come on
That's
now. You gotta make sure they didn't get no holes in there. You have to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And there was something else that you said tonight. The angels, anybody else? You got anything? Just, you know, break in there. All right? Ask the question. Hello?
Amen. We want to hear from you. Come on. Come on, saints.
Amen.
Come on. I want to hear from you. We iron sharpens iron.
That's right.
Come on. Speak up. I want to hear from you. I love to, you know, engage with my sisters and brothers and all of that stuff. So, you know,
yes.
Time, hopefully they'll just chime in. So go ahead, Sister O'Dor, who you were saying?
I was saying verse 12 and Daniel 10, when you were saying that when the angels
mm-hmm.
came, how you said not to be discouraged because God heard Daniel when he first prayed, but because of that
mm-hmm.
spiritual warfare, you know,
mm-hmm.
that spiritual warfare, you can't see this, but it's going on,
mm-hmm.
and it blocked your prayers. But God is able to get through. He sent Michael to help Gabriel, and he told him that the angel came as a consequence of
mm-hmm.
and in response to your words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he talked about seeing and declaring, and as king, you know, God hears us.
Yes,
he hears
does.
Us.
Come on.
God brought. He hears our cries. You know, and
yes,
that's what God wants. He wants us to ask him, too. But just like he told
mm-hmm.
Jesus, ask me for the nation that you want, or the heathens. And, you know, he said he's going to give it to them.
Come on.
God is saying
some
things we're not going to get unless we ask him.
Yes, come on.
Yeah, hallelujah. Come to him
Amen.
And ask him.
Amen. And,
Amen.
I, you know, it's interesting. When God was training me, And it's when I would pray at home, not in church, not in no kind of, I remember the Holy Spirit. I was praying in the Spirit, and I was praying for family and praying for myself. And I remember a demonic spirit was talking and was saying things at me to try to get me to take down and could not continue to decree. That's when I also knew that it was that is spiritual. And the demonic spirits are real. Oh, they were talking. Oh, they were
mm-hmm.
They were talking. Why? Because they didn't want to let go. They didn't want to move.
Right.
But God said, if we decree it, they were talking. I mean, listen, when I tell you, I know it was the Holy Spirit. I know it was God that endowed me to come in. God will bring, because it's for his purpose and his will. God will, he'll give you someone you ain't never seen before, and he'll come, and you'll just, the Holy Ghost will pray through you for that individual. He'll show you
yes.
that face, and next thing you know, he's praying through you for that person. You may never see them again, or you may not know, but that's the supernatural. That's the power of God. That's also the
yes.
power of prayer. It's spiritual. It's not just, oh God, thank you, God. Me just want to say, Lord, lay me down to sleep. No, that's not.
No.
God does not want us to have that posture in prayer. And believe me, you, with these demonic spirits that have been released in the last day, we got to walk in the spirit. We have to keep that armor on. I'm telling you, you don't know? You got to keep that
that's
armor
right.
on, because you will be deceived. There's a spirit of deception. That's the other thing. When you walk in the spirit and you're prayerful and you know you're renewing your mind and you know you're in the world, you're not of the world, then you're discerning. You'll be able to see activity, the things that are not coming from God. So you won't be seduced
mm-hmm.
with the masses. See?
Come on.
You got God's perspective. You won't be seduced
yeah.
with the masses or what's
that's
going
right.
on. Because you understand you're in the world, you're not of the world, this world system. But God set you in place here. That's why Jesus prayed for you. So it's so many different principles for all, you know, to take to understand the importance of understanding who we are and that we are spiritual. We are not just your little goodies, the Christians that just, hi, and you just go sit on a pew and you do your religious duty and then you go back to nothing again. That was never Jesus' intent. That was never his purpose for his people. That's man-made.
No.
And that's why people are struggling, and that's why their lives are defeated. And I'm not saying it doesn't mean they don't love God. I believe they love God. But if you don't know who you are and who you are, you will be defeated.
Come on. That's right. Absolutely. And the Bible even says, even the elect shall be defeated.
That's right. If possible.
Even the elect.
Right. Even the elect would be deceived, if possible. So there's some things I got to do. There's things that I got to put on the arm of God. I got to let
yes.
His mind be in me, which is in Christ Jesus. When they talk sin, when the world, like Dr. Leonard Pastor, going to hell in a hat basket, we got to know we're
yes.
in the world, but we're not of the world. We got to let His mind be in us that is also in Christ Jesus. We all have to do it. I don't care if you're a bishop or a pastor or whatever your title is. You also have to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You're not exempt from none of the things here. We all have to do this. God is not impressed with titles. That's the problem.
That's right.
God is not impressed with titles. He's not impressed with that. And neither is
nope.
the devil. If you're full of the devil, he ain't impressed about, you a bishop or an apostle. That don't impress God. So this is where the other thing, where all this separatism and all this, and I'm all that in a bag of chips. Like, no, it's time we make up the body of Christ. Jesus said, am I the pinky? Can I say, if I'm the thumb, can I say that I don't need the other finger? We make up Christ's body. So we got to put this armor, we got to put this on. We got to walk as king and priest in the earth. We are God's representatives. We are with an assurity. We're not just mere men. We're not just, I don't really do it like that. And all we need to stop all that. That's the flesh.
Yeah.
That's your whole. We got to be careful of our own intellect and our own mind. Because your mind can talk
right.
you out of things of God. Your own intellect.
Right.
You need the Holy Spirit wisdom. That's why you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit on the inside
that's
of
right.
you. You need
drunk
to know, you know, you can, come on now, you can be hanging around, you can hang around, say all you want to. It's personal. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit on the inside
right.
of your inner man. Ain't no, it ain't,
absolutely.
Come on, you need to be filled. That's right.
That's right. And look, he says in Zephaniah 4, verse 6, I think it's the one,
mm-hmm.
he says, it's not by might, it's not by power. But it's by my spirit. Lord of hosts.
Yes, God. Yes. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit. There it is, right there. Spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So that would explain why, you know, people approaching prayer from a different aspect. They don't understand that it is, for the most part, because it's not taught from to understand it from God's perspective, from a kingdom perspective, because you understand from a kingdom perspective, like you said earlier, you have to see it spiritually.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, not from my aunt, my grandma, my aunt church down the way. This is, you know, we say the
mm-hmm.
Lord, you know, we just say, we pray like this, and we say, you know, no. We got to come out of this religious rhetoric and all of this other stuff and really get empowered by the Spirit of God. Because even when Jesus was, he made reference a lot to eternal. We are eternal. Come on. We're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Can you get much better than that? The Bible says
that's
we're
right.
seated with Christ in heavenly places. Come on. That's
in
how
heavenly.
He said to be absent from the body is to be present with God. Why? Because I have his DNA. I got God's DNA.
Amen.
We're already Amen. Seated with Christ.
Amen.
God, thank you, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. That's spiritual.
Yes, Lord.
That's a spirit. That's
yes,
spiritual. That's why God wants people to grasp and understand the kingdom. And they're running after everything else because the kingdom is spiritual. So when you operate in it, guess what? You're operating from a spiritual place. But when you operate from religion, you're limited. You're limited.
Mm-hmm.
You're very limited.
Yes, you are.
You're very limited when you operate from a place from a religious place. You know, you're limited in that capacity because, you know, Jesus said religion makes the word of God of none effect. It's ineffective. Jesus never came to establish any of these things. So we got to renounce all of those things and put on the mind of God. We got to renew our minds daily. I just keep seeing this. Like, this is like the pitfall for a lot of people, not, you know, understanding that. And it doesn't mean you're weird, you're strange, and all that, but you got to be willing to really, I mean, it's a resolve you got to have. You got to take courage. You know what I'm saying? You got to be willing to stand. It's, you know what I mean? You got to be willing to be rejected. You got to be willing to be forsaken. You got to be willing to not be liked by everybody. It's almost like you put condition on your head. It's a conditioning. You don't even take it personal more because it's like Jesus already says it. So I don't even tell you, it's not, you don't even see you, when you walk in the spirit, you don't take things like that personal because he already said it. You just
right.
Say, it's okay. You know what I mean? You love them anyway. You still
that's
love
right.
them anyway because, why? Because he already said that you're going to be hated for my name's sake. They're going to reject you. Oh, absolutely. But most people don't want to be rejected. They don't want to be liked. So when you take that route, then you won't compromise. You won't give up. But we can't compromise. God is not calling us, you know, to compromise and, you know, go in. We got to be ready to. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth. The truth sanctifies you." See, there's a truth decay
right.
in the body of Christ. Truth sanctifies you. So if I'm not apt to give truth, which is Jesus, which is the word of God, how are people's lives going to be empowered if they're not getting truth? Truth
right.
sanctifies you. It causes you to think, well, maybe, you know what? It restores you back to your purpose in God. It brings you back to the reverential fear of God again. Where, you know what, you think twice about the thing you would just go and do with no, I'm not going that route, because I'm the righteousness of God. I'm God's earthly representative. You know, so I just pray that, you know, that people are, you know, were encouraged, you know, and to be strengthened, because we all doing, we putting on our armor. We have our armor on. We're renewing our mind. And you understand?
Yeah.
We're dying to the flesh. We're dying daily. Every day we're dying. And we're putting, you know, God, these things off. So I pray that, you know, the people of God is encouraged, and those that are seeking God, they're saying there has to be more. I'm tired of sitting and just existing, you know. So I pray that it's fallen on their ears.
Amen. Yes, and that's what happened.
Amen.
With well, I don't know about you, but it happened with me. I was like, this is. I'm like, it got to be more to this. I said, we serve an awesome God. It got to be more than this than that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I kept asking, him and praying. Matthew, what is that? Not
mm-hmm.
Matthew. Jeremiah 33:3. He says,
mm-hmm.
"You told me to call you. You would answer me and show me the great and mighty things that I know not of."
Yes.
And I
prayed
that for a couple of years, I believe.
Glory.
So I guess I had to keep praying until
mm-hmm.
I really meant it or something. I don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, God showed me the great and mighty thing that I didn't know not of, and that was
that's right.
Kingdom.
Amen.
That was what was
Amen.
Missing. And so if you don't know the kingdom, then you are not praying according to his will. And that's my prayer for everybody else that's still sitting under these wool and sheep clothing
Amen.
And refuse to preach the kingdom, that they will get sick and tired and sick and tired, and that they will cry out to God for the real thing.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen, because that's what sin will wear you down. Sin will, you know, you can't keep living a lie. After a while, you know, the light, God says, if you try to cover your head, your feet going to show. God gives us a chance, an opportunity to repent,
and turn from, you know, and turn from whatever it is that we're doing, whether we're caught up in ourselves and we don't, you know, because the kingdom, to be able to demonstrate the kingdom and teach it and live it, most importantly, it's not for the faint in heart. Because there's a standard in the kingdom of God. See, religion, you can kind of do anything, you know, and they just went, oh, babe, don't worry about that. You'll get there. It'll be 20 years later, and you still, you know, you still on a new, you understand what I'm saying? That's the mindset.
Yes.
But God, the kingdom of God, there's a standard that God has, and he's not watering it down. He's not changing it. He's not, you know, to try to, he's not going to come down to where we are. But we have to understand that God is sovereign. He's sovereign and he's righteous. And there's a standard in the kingdom of God. That righteousness is the character of God. So you're not, there's no getting around that. It has nothing to do with man-made religion. Oh, I'm of this and I'm of this and not all this other, all these other different things. Those religion, that it has anything to do with that. And that's why a lot of religion is not empowered. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, for some people to make you puke, because it's like you said, it has to, I would literally, like, I never fit in the religious system. I used to do, it would grieve me. I've had more power and experiences in my home, in the word of God, rather through prayer and relationship with God, than I've got more out of in being in with a lot of churches. Now, that's just the truth of the matter.
Right.
Not, you understand what I'm saying? So it's not predicated on all this other stuff. No.
Right. Amen. Well, I don't know if anybody else is on the line. Nobody else said anything. Nobody break in or anything. So they might be listening to it through the archive. It was one person on here. They didn't say anything. So. We can just, you already praise, and we can just call this a night and more willing next Friday and on and on.
Okay.
Right?
Amen.
Well, that was good teaching. I enjoyed it myself.
Amen. It sharpened me. Thank the Lord Jesus. I'm like, Lord, pour us out like a drink, a fresh drink, fresh fire, fresh oil. That sales stuff is going to really empower people for them to be transformed and be, you know, born again and birthed into the kingdom of God, into the family of God. So, you know, I thank God, you know, for, you know, all that he's doing and that, you know, the things that he continuously, you know, to do through us and for us. You know, he's awesome.
Amen. Yes. So if you want to advertise what you, you know, to have people come out on Fridays, you can do that. And I'll do it on my end. You do it on your end. And and that's the way we do it. You just give them the number to call in and everything. Yeah, that'll be it. Next Thursday. Go ahead. I hear you.
Okay.
The next Thursday I'll be going into. All right, Thursday I'll be in surgery. So I might have to give you the number and everything because I'll be in the hospital.
Okay. You know what? What I'm going to do then, when I see you on Sunday, you could tell, you know, how to do, you know, how to log in, how to do everything. That way I'm all, you know, like way in advance because, you know, you're getting ready to have your procedure, whatever. So I want to have it in advance. That way I don't have to bother you and we can just still keep it moving. Keep go right on with the
podcast. Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do this,
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Good night, everybody.
Bless you. Good night. Everybody.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious.